Now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Oh yeah! And as you well know, I was 20 before I realised I was retarded.
Oh, Ballack!
It's good the fact that Liverpool haven't won everything in sight, to start off with.
Crunch.
How can you talk to me about something you know nout about?
I don't know where information comes from.
Yeah, it's not that bloody funny when you're retarded.
Yeah, why do you look at me?
Boy!
Welcome, everybody, to the Arsenal Premier League podcast on V2Football.com, at V2 Sports Network on Twitter, and the last one of the season. Last one.
Last Arsenal Premier League podcast of the season.
Exactly.
Oh, and can we just say congratulations, we made it 3 weeks in a row.
3 weeks in a row, that's Sam doing. Absolutely. Sam doing all the games have just...
Just finished.
We got the goals to talk about, the scores, the repercussions of those results, which are basically fuck all, because it was all decided before today, basically.
I can't wait for match 8.
We got plenty of star guests along the way, Al.
Have we?
We have indeed. We have indeed. Don't worry, we've got them all lined up.
Cannonball?
Cannonball.
Superlad?
No.
Hi.
She do?
Paul Sheen?
Yeah.
No, she didn't do that. That's Ruth Maddock who did...
Hello,
campers.
Hello, campers. before we start, quickly, Al...
We'd like to pay tribute to...
Who? Go on.
Colonel Gaddafi, who sadly no longer is with us.
Oh.
He got lost in IKEA. And he cannot find his way out.
No, we don't. There we are, I'm sure someone will... He'll turn up, son.
Turn up somewhere, eh?
Turn up by the fucking neon green tables and chairs, you know what I mean?
I'm up there next, actually, son.
Have a look.
See if he's in the Cardiff store.
Have a look.
Keep shouting, Colonel! Colonel Gaddafi! Where are you? And all of a sudden, the army will pop up.
Interesting fact about IKEA, son, is in each one, they've got a portal to another IKEA.
A lot of people don't know about that.
No, exactly.
A lot of people, it's by the rugs, isn't it?
Yes.
Just behind the rugs section.
Behind the rug section.
By the fire exit, next to it, bang, blue door.
Exactly.
That's a portal to another one.
To another one in another city or another country.
Adi Army Walker. Yeah. What am I doing, yo? I was in your Gandan store. Now I'm here in Cardiff.
That's right.
I just passed Tom Jones. It's not unusual to see him in IKEA.
There you go.
Hey, not me, it's Eddie Amin.
Eddie Amin. Word for word is what he said.
Word. Don't get me started when I go to the German store. Oh, Jesus. So, or Adolf, he loves a Swedish meatball.
Does he? That's what he is. That's why they never find him, son. You weren't in no bunker.
Oh, these people are not dead. No. Just lost in IKEA.
Lost in IKEA.
Time portal.
Yeah. So, any, what have you been up to, man? Any news, any gossip, anything interesting you've done this week? If it's not interesting, I don't want to know, man.
Oh, this is interesting,
son. Oh, good.
I thought I was dying this week, son.
Oh, yeah.
Monday. I went out. Bank holiday,
oh.
Vintage car show, single done, lovely. They had It's a Knockout, a proper old school It's a Knockout. Not as big as Stuart Hall, fine enough. He wasn't there, Stuart Hall.
Everyone's going to ask, was he there?
He wasn't there. Lovely day, sun was shining, beautiful day, had a nice homemade picnic, lovely, ooh. The girls enjoyed.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Tuesday morning I woke up, bush. Fucking flu. I couldn't get out of bed, I couldn't do anything, I couldn't go for a pee because I couldn't lift my cock up.
Couldn't lift your cock. It's heavy, Al.
It's heavy, sir.
You know what I mean?
All week, son, I'm fucking sweating, I'm like, oh my God, I got AIDS, fucking... It hit me like a ton of bricks.
Too much, son. I'm telling you now.
I don't know if I had AIDS, if I had fucking meningitis, or any other fucking disease, Lyme disease.
It's got to be something serious, son.
It's got to be serious. Whatever it is, I've come through it now, son.
Oh, you're out the other side.
I'm out the other side. Oh. My arsehole is fucking killing me, though.
It's inside out.
Jesus. Looks like the Japanese flag. but my good God.
But you're still with us, Al. Still with us.
Fucking nightmare. Thanks. All I got now is this raspy cough and phlegm.
Oh, yeah. Lovely. You want to get yourself a little spit bucket, like from the Western Sun, for your tobacco. Yeah.
Ding! The only thing, you're my best mate, so I'll ask you. I know you're going to say yes, but could you rub some pseudocreme up my arsehole?
No problem.
Thank you, Steve. Absolutely. That's what best friends do.
Too right, sir. Too right. God knows I know my way around up there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Many a time.
What have you been doing this week, sir?
Not a lot, Al. That's true, not a lot. Did have a little jaunt up to Yorkshire Way.
Oh, yeah, on Bank Holiday.
Bank Holiday, young one up here, Yorkshire Way. Managed to get a babysitter for little one, so me and the missus went out nightclubbing, Sam. You haven't done that for years.
What, up in Yorkshire?
Yeah, Christ's day.
Fucking hell of a trip.
And, you know, we thought, oh, fuck it, we're all crazy, innit? So we're having a few drinks. The fella comes up to us, says, hey, do you want, I've got a bit of thing, you know, if you want it. Winking at us, you know what I mean? I said, all right. He says, it's new stuff, he said. New stuff. It's, you inject it straight into your gums. Straight into your teeth, inject it.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, you'll be flying, absolutely flying all night. For days, he said, for days. I said, all right then. He said, yeah, it's called E-Buy Gum.
E-Buy Gum.
Anyway, yeah, that really happened now. Absolutely. But, no, and that, well, we'll get on to the football now, because that is it.
Yeah, because the jokes are shit.
The jokes are shite. Fucking shite.
Bye!
We've got a bit of gossip from our friends down south. Where would you call them?
Yeah, we're not down south, son, because we live in Swansea, so it would be...
East. The West. The East.
Never eat. Oh, yeah, East.
East. Yeah. Down the East, down the London, boys. It's the wheelers and dealers, it's the old, the bullshit brothers.
I got blood now, my jeans, on my shorts.
Oh, no, joking me. Shorts not jammed from a donut, Sam.
Nah,
devastating. That's devastating. Yeah. Devastating. Hello, Billy Bullshitter here. You want deals? We got deals for you. Starting off with a little Brazilian. Born and bred in Paris, he's looking to go to Madrid or Manchester. Now, 200 million's a fee. Now, 200 million's a fee. I can get you him for 199. Just give me a call. Anyway, over to Bill.
Aaron Butcher's it. It's Man City are trying to sign Italian midfielder Jorginho. He's 26. And Leicester's Algerian winger Raul Moraes. He's 27. For a combined fee of 110 million. There you go, Billy. Back to you, son.
Cheers, Bill. Right. Got some news of a little Spanish señorita here. Alvaro, or Big Al, Morata as we call him, now he's already booked his train tickets to Turin for Juventus.
We did a job there, what's doing with that?
We did a big job there, son. But anyway, because of this news, we got a lovely Super Mario, a little plumber, Mandzukic. Freed up, he can go anywhere he likes. He's got a European passport, so don't snuff bother. Now, best offer wins on this one, so get in touch. Over to you, Bill.
Cheers, Billy. Now, Man City, listen to this.
Cheers, I'm listening, Bill. Give me your best, man.
Cheers, Bill. Now, listen to this. Man City, right? They only want to spend 50 million on a Black Willie. Maybe can't say that. Cheers, Billy.
Oh,
now get your ears around this. Man City only trying to spend 50 million on Wilfred Zaha. He's only 25. Who's previously paid for Manchester United. Nah, 50 million, I could do him for 25. Back to you, Billy.
That's all our deals for this week. Anything gets your fancy, get in touch ASAP.
It's ASAP there.
ASAP. Spell it out for the Bill.
ASAP.
ASAP.
And top of Roscoe, I was for spelling.
And no doubt, we'll be back next week with some top deals for all of you.
No, we won't.
No?
It's the end of the season.
We'll be back sometime, no doubt.
We'll be back. We'll be back wailing and dailing from our car windows. And Gavin Harry, you'll sort us out.
Ciao for now. Well, look at that. There's all your news, Al. There's some deals to be had there.
Lovely, sir. It's great of us to introduce a new segment of the last podcast of the season.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Why not? Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
Is what I say.
Why wouldn't you? It's like we're almost starting a new podcast show, Last Game of the Season.
Yeah.
We did.
But there's all your details anyway. So all your deals. Brothers. The Bullshit Brothers.
Something tells me them two will be back.
Bill and Billy.
More polished up.
I would have thought so. Yeah. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Bye!
Because we're not doing a Beer Mat quiz at the moment, can't we?
Oh, no. No.
It is time for Guess the Footballer, Al.
Yeah, it's my turn this week.
Your turn, Al.
You didn't get it last week.
I didn't get it.
It was Leroy Chapman.
Leroy Chapman. I didn't get it. So, Al, Guess the Footballer, son. I'll give you a start-off point. He was born...
Emil Heskey.
I was born on the 3rd of November, 1963.
63.
Now, have we got any questions, Al?
How old is he?
63, so he's 30... Three, I think.
Fucking hell. You like that?
55, man. Come on.
55?
Yeah. No, 54. 55 in November on the 3rd.
1963,
55. Come on. Find some questions, Al. A few questions, Al. Before we get on to the old scores.
What's his name?
No. It's only really yes, no questions sort of thing. Okay. Really, you know. I'll give you the odd hint now and again, like, you know.
When did he retire?
Oh, when did he retire? I'm going to say early 2000s.
Well, you don't actually know exactly.
Early 2000s.
Early 2000s.
Yeah, I believe. Yeah, I'm going to say that.
So did he play in this century?
Yeah, I'd say yeah.
Okay. What was the main team? Who was the main team he played for?
Oh, the main team.
Most successful with.
Yeah, most successful main. The biggest team as well would be Arsenal.
Arsenal. Right, Arsenal player retired early 2000. Is he an alcoholic?
That is not really narrowing it down for ex-Arsenal players, is it?
Is he English?
Yes, he's English, Al. We'll leave it there. Nah. We'll leave it there until later on in the podcast.
Alcoholic English.
No, he's not alcoholic. He could be, on a slide. You don't know, do you? You know what I mean?
Bye!
Right, anyway, we'll move on to some of the scores, Al. You get the scores up because my current iPhone's on.
First game. Go on, we'll take it from alphabetical order, shall we?
Go in order. Why not?
Burnley versus FSA Bournemouth.
FSA Bournemouth.
FSA Bournemouth.
And it was Burnley come out the winners, didn't they?
They did not.
No.
Callum Wilson in the 90th minute grabs the winner for Bournemouth. 2-1.
2-1.
Monster.
Anyhow, going crazy.
This is good because you don't know the final scores.
I didn't see them all.
Here we go. We've got Chris Woods, 39th minute, scores for Burnley.
Burnley batting
hard. Second half then, 74th minute. Joshua the King, equaliser.
Go on. Carry on.
Yeah.
And then.
And the 90th minute, Callum Wilson.
And what have we said time and time again all season, Al? When the Bournemouth score. The last 15 minutes.
The last 15 minutes.
And they've
minutes.
Got obviously 74 last 16 minutes.
16, Alisson.
Yeah, but still, around that 70, 75 minutes, that's when they start playing their best stuff. And they've done it again.
Done it again.
We've said it all season, Al.
Bournemouth officially finishes 12th this season.
12th.
Burnley, terrific season. 7th. Qualify for Europe.
Europa League qualifying. Sean Dyche, of course, up for Manager of the Year. One of the candidates.
Yeah, he won't get it, though.
Well, who do you think? Oh, it's going to be Pep, isn't it? It's going to be Pep. It's hard one to call.
Shouldn't be.
No.
It's not really much of an achievement, is it?
Well.
His million-dollar team won the league.
That's the thing. It's hard to say, you know.
Sorry,
that
million-pound team.
No, exactly.
Multi-million-pound team.
I mean, you know, take it serious for a moment. You know, a lot of people have said, oh, well, you know, oh, yeah, he spent this much, you know, he spent this and that, but he, you know, you still got to make them play. You still got to, you know, make them, you know, get the results or whatever.
And Alan Pardew can make them play and win the league.
Well, exactly. I mean, we've never really had a team who has...
Christian Gross can make him play and win the league.
Exactly. And still have time to get a return on the two with his ticket intact. But, yeah, you know what I mean? We've never had a team or a manager who's been able to spend this much money. Yeah. You know what I mean? Maybe since... I mean, you can compare it to Chelsea when Abramovich first went there and Jose and Ranieri had the money. And then, you know, you saw pretty instantly it bought success.
Yeah.
Now, you know...
As soon as they got rid of Scott Minto, boom, big times.
Get him and Minto left and the good times rolled.
Yeah.
Basically, that's the motto for life in football.
Yeah.
You know, get Minto out.
Get Minto out.
Basically.
Get success.
But yeah, I just think, yeah, I think it should go to Dice. It should go to
Dice, nah.
Nah.
Should go to fucking Darren Moore.
But, you know. Well, that's another thing about Emirates. They're saying...
Manager of the month for Kirshner.
Manager of the month? They're not probably not going to be manager, because West Brom said, oh, even if we don't have him as manager, we want him on the coaching staff.
Yeah.
That's a kick in the teeth, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that causes disruption, then, doesn't it?
I'm sorry, but Manta, they had a lot of good for that last couple of games.
Oh, yeah.
In charge... If they had more games,
yeah,
they probably would have stayed up under him.
Oh, without a doubt, another month or two early.
They'd be fools not to give him the job next season.
They got to.
The champion.
They got to. And he can't, you know, it's sad now that he can't really go back to being just a coach now, if another manager's there. Oh. Because it does cause a bit of friction then between the players saying, oh, look, you know, he was in, you know, a month ago he was in charge. He was the boss, like. You know what I mean? What happens if there's a disagreement between Moore and the manager then?
Do you know why he's not given a job?
Why is that?
Do you know why?
I don't know.
Well, have a look at him. How many managers in the league?
Go on.
Okay.
Go on.
Talk like that.
That's why, isn't it?
The accent, right, ain't it?
Yeah. They don't seem stupid intelligent, does he?
No, 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 that's right, eh?
You know. No, quite right. But anyway, that's the huge...
Apparently, the Bulls manager, what's his name? Nunes.
Oh, right, yeah.
He talks like that now.
Does he talk like that now? Right,
are you doing it? Have you listened to the Slade's new album?
Slade's new...
It's busting.
Me and Warnock still won't shake my hand.
He told me to fuck off. I couldn't believe it. We're just going down the chip shop now. I've got my emergency fiver. I'll be back later.
Emergency fiver?
Do you have an emergency fiver? I always have an emergency fiver in my pocket. I count my money, get my money. I'm like, emergency five, that's for me, that is. I fancy some chips.
You never know when the urge takes you loose.
You never know. We're like, oh, fucking starving. You're like, how much money I got? You're looking at the shrapnel. I'm like, fucking hell. You're looking, oh, fucking just receipts in it. All right, the bank is a fiver.
Lovely, son, lovely. So, hats off to Bournemouth. I tipped them to go down at the start of the season.
You did, son, defense. You did. I did not, though.
You didn't. I just thought the defence was absolutely terrible.
Next game.
What's the next game, Al?
Well, it's only Crystal Palace and West Bromwich Albion. Oh, talking about fucking links.
Talking about links.
Roy's boys, 2-0.
Roy's boys.
Second half, all the action in the second half. Yeah. Willie Sahar. 69 minutes. 1-0 up. And then in the 78th minute, Patrick Van Arnold. Minute 2.
Scored last week, of course.
So, obviously, West Brom are rock bottom of the Premier League.
Yeah.
Relegated. 31 points.
Relegated.
So, that's our first team relegated. We will get on to Afghan relegated.
We can't stop smiling. Believe it or not, legend, we've got a little pre-recorded interview here because... Because we had to wait until the football was finished. Yeah.
Well, saying that, son, you phoned us right at the end of the game.
Right before we come on air, start recording here.
Palace finished 11th.
11th.
They were bottom, really, when he took over.
Bottom when he took over. Four.
Finished 11th.
Four games they played, not scored one goal.
44 points.
Absolutely tremendous. So
they're only 3 points behind Leicester, who were ninth. So great achievement for
Bob. Absolutely huge. And let's have a listen to our little chat with him from earlier on today. There.
Bye!
Fresh from keeping Crystal Palace in the Premier League, it's Roy Hodgson!
Hello, Buzz.
Hello, Roy. How'd you get here so quick?
Well, to be honest, Buzz, I'm on speakerphone. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Can you hear me? Well, I'm in the game at the moment, Buzz.
You are the game, are you?
Well, we're 2-0 up, so...
You thought you'd got time to make a phone call?
Yeah, well, you know, Buzz. I know, Buzz, I've got to make a... No, I don't want chips.
No.
Sorry, Buzz.
All right, all right.
It's Wilford Sahai. He's asked me if I wanted chips.
Has he really? Has he really?
Oh, they've had proper food. Well, I say proper food. Junk food. Junk last food. Game of the season, I said to them, Buzz, you have yourself a large sausage. You have yourself a whistle.
Yeah.
You have yourself a chips. You have yourself a saveloy. I don't like a saveloy sausage.
Who doesn't, Roy? Who doesn't? Fair dues, they've earned it. They've done well for you.
Burger chips.
Nice. They've worked hard for you.
Well, that's what Christian Benteke's having. He's having double chicken burger and chips.
Yeah, he has that more sweet something.
He does. Fair dues. Yeah, he does. But we've had a right good season, boys. Right good season.
Yeah.
And we're all going to go on holidays. I'm going on holidays with my wife, Madge.
Madge. Madge, yeah. Sorry.
We're not going to have a wife's knife for mates. We're off to Margate.
Nice.
Swingers Convention. 3 weeks.
Nice.
The conventions are 3 weeks. That's only a weekend.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Buzz, but Windy Pops there.
Okay.
And, Buzz, we will be in Margate for 3 weeks.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice, very nice. Well, enjoy your rest.
Catching
right?
Mouse.
Mouse.
Mouse. You're just the one, not mice. Mouse.
No, just mouse.
Yeah, I've got to be fed, and I'm, as a joke, I suppose that's a play on me being in hell.
Yeah.
Do you know who I'm signing, boss?
Who are you signing, Roy? Quite right.
No one.
No one.
I don't know yet.
Are you still going to be there next season then, Roy?
Well, of course I am, boss. Of course I am. If I'm not there, I'm going to be here.
There we are. That's what we want to hear.
And all the watch World Wrestling App series. If I get the second,
well, that'd be fantastic because we do miss your old culinary tips.
Well, I come back once in a while, don't I, boss? You international breaks and all that.
You do. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
I'm up in Russia, boss.
Oh, you're going to go on?
I can't talk about it. BBC Pantry.
Oh, I see.
Might be on TV. God hope not.
All a bit hush hush, though, isn't it?
Well, yeah, well. Sure. If they are things, so RTV boys, I probably won't go.
No,
I'll probably go to Russia, boys.
Yeah.
You know?
Wouldn't bother his ITV, right? But anyway, as again, thank you for coming on to speak to us, Roy. Out of your busy schedule.
Well, thanks, boys.
Congratulations for a fantastic season. Well,
boys, is someone. Go on. Someone's called. Who what? Taser? Yeah, I'll go. I have a kid. Sorry, boss.
Have a can of Tyser. Treat yourself, Roy.
Yeah, Tyser. I haven't had it for a while, boss.
No, I don't think many people have, Roy.
Well, it's still selling, boss.
Yeah?
Yeah, nice drop of Tyser.
Have they? I hope they haven't changed the recipe, look, like I in Peru.
Oh, don't get started.
You'll have ructions.
Oh, that's what Ferguson in hospital was.
It was, was it?
It was.
Confirmed, no?
It was officially confirmed. He drank a tin of iron brew and boom, his brain could attack it.
Not enough sugar. Well, there we are, Roy. As again, congratulations on a fantastic season.
Well, cheers, boss.
And we'll speak to you next season, no doubt, Roy. Thank you very much.
Thank you, boss. Take care, sir. Good boss.
Well, down the market.
Down the market.
Down the market. Margate.
Market, yeah.
Market.
I can't remember.
He didn't say
market.
No. No, well, old
Madge. 3 weeks down market.
Madge is in for a treat there.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Right treat there, Madge. Oh, she'll be walking like John Wayne. No
she
doubt.
She does.
She does.
Bye!
Go on.
Arsene Wenger's last game in charge of Arsenal. How did it go?
Tell us, old mystic one.
1-0 to the Arsenal.
1-0 to the Arsenal.
We How fitting. We watched some of this, didn't we?
We did. We do saw bits of this.
Abanya in 38th minute, and that was it. Yellow card in an 80th minute by Johansson.
Yeah.
And that was it. Arsene Wenger's last game was shite.
But how fitting that it should finish with 1-0 to the Arsenal.
1-0.
After that's exactly the team that he took over was a 1-0 to the Arsenal team.
Finishing at 1-0 to the Arsenal.
So he's taken them full circle, he has.
Yep.
Hasn't he? In his 22 years.
Circle of life.
The circle of life, that's right.
Arsenal finished 6th in the Europa League's position. And Huddersfield are 16th.
Huge.
With 37 points. Welcome back next season, Huddersfield.
Next season, all three promoted sides stay up, of course.
Oh, don't spoil it!
Oh, fuck.
Sorry.
I think, I don't know though, I could not be there, you know, I get things wrong.
We'll see. So here we go, the next game, that was played in Scunthorpe. Scunthorpe 1-4-0 against Brighton and Hove Albion. Some Egyptian scored.
The Egyptian King Mo Salah.
And then four other people scored. 4-0 to the Scum.
4-0, officially qualify for Champions League football.
Scunthorpe finished 75 points in fourth position.
Fourth position. Champions League guaranteed next season, whether they win the Old European Cup or not.
Can they get a qualifier?
I think it is qualifying fourth. Yeah, I think the top three are automatic now.
Yeah.
It used to be the top two. And then third was the last qualifier. Fourth had to play two qualifiers, I think.
Yeah.
But I think it's the top three now are straight in, and then the fourth has got one qualifier, I think.
But the big news is Brighton finishing 15th with 40 points.
Huge. That.
Great season.
And that, after Huddersfield, makes it two of the promoted teams staying up from last season.
Only one more team.
Maybe. Who knows if they're staying up or not.
I hope Newcastle haven't gone down.
I hope not.
Let's quickly move on from them. Scum.
But were you going to say a quick word about Salah?
No,
38 goal season.
Yeah, off them, offside.
And Solanke.
Cheating bastard.
Solanke got his first league goal for Liverpool as well, didn't he? I think.
Gives a shit.
Well, he's going to be ripping apart the Clydesdale Premier League next season, son.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't he?
The Rangers are.
Steven Gerrard!
Hey,
Jürgen!
Jürgen,
can you loan me some players? Talks like I got the word again.
Swimming in onion brew!
Right, to the Theatre of Dreams.
Oh!
They don't actually perform surgeries there.
No.
Manchester United versus Watford. 1-0 to United.
Was it 1-0 to United?
Marcus Rashford, 34th minute. Set up by Juan Mata.
And
that's it. Marcos Rioch bucked in the 9th minute.
Oh,
right. Ashley Young bucked in the 58th minute. McTominay. 68 minute bucked.
Scottish international McTominay.
And Luke Shaw, 90th minute. And that's it. That's what happened.
Is it 1-0 to Man United against Watford?
Let's have a look. Man United finish second.
Second
81
place.
Points. God, a couple of years. Well, that fucking win the league.
That would win the league. I mean, massive. We all have had that exceptional season. Man United, I think. I mean, all this talk and all this moaning about the football he plays. Half of them now are Man United fans getting on his back.
Yeah.
And you've got to think they had it so good under Fergie. It was never going to be like Alice again.
Earlier, I was reading tweets about people saying he should go. Oh, well done, we finished second. He's playing for a point.
The week, playing for a point.
He should be out. It's the highest they finished since Ferguson left.
Yeah.
Second is the highest.
You've got to, you know, the improvement. If they, you know, he's still trying to get players in he wants, building a squad team he wants, you know what I mean? And it'll come. They will win the league. If he stays another 2-3 years, they'll win the league at least once. Because he is that good, and he can get.
He'll be the first manager to manage two clubs to win the league
in the Premier League.
In the Premier League,
yes.
Whoever manages ever won. So I think with two clubs.
What Europa League and League Cup last season, wasn't it? Double. Yeah.
They got the FA Cup this season.
FA Cup this season, they could win. could win three trophies out of the last six. They could have won, or seven. They could have won in the last two seasons. He could win three of them. That's not fucking bad, is it? Style of football.
And they finished second, for God's sake.
Because if you look back at the history books, and you see, oh, they've won this, that, you don't look, oh, yeah, they won that, but he played chipmunk.
Yeah.
You know, you see what they won. At the end of the day,
yeah, at the end of the day, you see the trophies that they won. Yeah. They don't see the style of play they've won.
No, exactly.
Watford finished 14th with 41 points, just above Brighton and above Albion.
Decent for them, considering it's changed managers again.
New manager next season for them, probably.
It looks like, doesn't it? They have Gracia. No, that's a chance. But as you said, you know, it's going to come round to haunt them, because sooner or later the managers are going to say, I'm not going there, because I know, you know, what's the average for the manager at Watford nowadays? 8 months, nine months?
Yeah.
A full season if they're lucky. So that's going to come back and fucking bite them on the ass. Sting them.
You know,
sting them like a hornet in the ass, son.
Oh, like Outlanders.
Do you, no, like the hornets, because they're the hornets. And, are they?
Well, yeah, they're hornets. No, they're fucking moose, you knob.
They're not moose.
They got a fucking moose on their badge.
Yeah, but then they call the hornets. What's their nickname? Google it. Google it.
Okay, Google.
Oh, fucking hell. Here we go.
What is Watford FC's nickname?
The Hornets, man.
Oh, I fucking don't do this to me, Google. Okay, Google.
You won't get this with Siri.
What is Watford FC's nickname?
You won't get this with Siri.
She doesn't like fucking coming out on, like, podcasts. Okay, Google. What is Watford's nickname?
Hornets!
To Premier Skills English British Council, Watford's nickname is the Hornets. The nickname was chosen by the club's supporters because they play in yellow and black.
Boom!
A hornet is a type of large wasp.
Told you.
Have you fucking seen a hornet?
I told you. No.
They're fucking huge. I've seen one. So why they got a fucking moose?
I don't know.
They called the Hornets and they got a fucking moose.
I don't know.
They fucking clever fans, aren't they? Oh, we're playing red, yellow and black. Let's call ourselves the fucking Hornets.
Well, you're not going to call the Mooses. You're not going to call yourself the Mooses.
No, you could call yourself the fucking Stags, or...
The Stags. No, who's that?
Barnet's got wasps on their fucking...
Stags.
Bags, isn't it?
Knox County, is it? Stags?
I don't fucking know.
No, I don't know. Anyway, that's not Premier League, is it? We don't listen to that.
Right, so... Newcastle and Chelsea up next. Last team got promoted to the Premiership last season.
Oh.
How did they do? Chelsea needed a win to get into the Champions League spots.
Of course, yeah.
And I can clearly confirm this. Newcastle 3, Chelsea 0. Oh, Newcastle are safe.
Like the old days, that result, didn't it?
So, man, Chelsea finished 5th on a poor 70 points. In the Europa League next season with a new manager.
Yeah, with a new manager.
Newcastle finished 10th, 44 points. Good season.
Oh, hell yeah, man. That's an excellent season for them. Like,
hopefully, Ash will sell a club.
Yes.
In the summer now, because they've stayed in the Premiership, and that's what he promised.
Decent owner. We'll keep Rafa on board and back him to the
end. You know what?
Because they can be huge.
I don't know if I've told you this before, our listeners, but Mike Ashley...
Yeah.
All right.
Go on. What?
He's a big fucking cunt.
Yes. Yes.
That's all I gotta say about that cunt.
You're not gonna argue with it. So I'm not gonna argue with it.
So well done, Newcastle, finishing 10th, back in the Premier League, top 6 next season. Newcastle.
They could be. They could be.
If they keep Rafa.
That's gonna be the target. Keep Rafa. Improve the squad. Get big investment. They're not gonna finish top 4 or 5. Because them clubs are on a different financial level completely. Yeah.
So we've got Dwight Gayle.
Dwight Gayle!
23rd minute. He's looking forward to the summer holidays. Perez. 59th
Rosie
minute.
Perez.
Rosie Perez. And she scored a double.
Nips out for Rosie.
Hey, Rosie Perez, a double for Newcastle.
Remember that song? What was it? Fucking the shoes off for Keegan.
No, I can't remember that.
Oh, Geordie's singing it with his old Ness shoe in the air. Shoes off if you love Keegan, shoes off.
No, I can't remember that at all.
I think it was the last time he was there or something, you know. Oh, he's absolutely, you know,
what's the reason behind that?
Because they're Geordie's. They've been not too much.
You know, like, man, I don't give a fuck, like, man.
I got my shoe in the air, like, man, and I don't give a fuck.
I've had half a bottle of Nuki Brown, I don't give a
shoes
fuck.
Shoes off, if you like, Kevin Keegan, man.
Nuki Brown.
Fucking Iron Bruce, quite proper up there as well.
Big bottles they are, Nuki Brown, son.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, you're collecting pennies then, son.
We used to drink them, didn't we, back in where we used to play... In Riley's.
In Riley's, aye.
I have not been in Riley's for years.
It's a shithole. Absolute shithole, sir. It is worse than the beach on a sunny day, son. Junkies with their top off and jeans on. You know what I mean, son?
Really? Is that it's gone bad?
Oh, it's fucking shithole. Absolute shithole. Let anyone in. Let anyone in. That's terrible. But what are we talking about then?
So, do you still have to pay to get in?
Yes.
And then the junkies get in. Pay in.
Pay in, sir.
Yeah.
Pay in.
And you're eating anything for... Oh, fucking, I can't afford that. Look at my fucking brown boys.
Luckily, junkie with you automatically...
Scottish. I can't do a junkie or else it's going to be Scottish.
Fair enough.
Oh, you like mine.
But if junkie equals Scottish, a drunk equals Scottish.
Yeah. Yeah, or a drunk, either Scottish or Irish.
Yeah, a tight fucker who don't spend his money equals Scottish. Yeah. The array of voices is unbelievable, son.
Right, so that's Chelsea's season over. Conte probably be fucking gone.
Yeah, that was a talk as well in the week, because who did they play? Huddersfield, didn't they? And they drew 1-1.
1-1.
They had to win that, you know, definitely, or something like that. Anyway. But he didn't play his strongest team.
No, he didn't.
And people are saying he knows he's on his way. Did he want to say...
Sabotage.
That's his way of saying up yours.
Let's have a look what team he's played.
Up yours, you know what I mean?
Have a look.
Because, right. Well, like I say, it doesn't matter. Even if they won today, they would have been...
So he started with Olivier Giroud, Eden Hazard, Ross Barkley. Remember him?
Ross Barkley!
He started. Emerson.
Who?
Emerson, Bakayoko, N'Goul Conte, Victor Moses... Cahill, Christensen, Azapalachi, Azapalachi, Azapro, Azapalachi.
You've got three of them,
and Courtois.
Yeah.
And on the bench, he had Willy Caballero, Antonio Rodrigo,
Rudiger, yeah.
Alonso, Fabregas, Morata, Rodriguez, Pedro.
There we are then.
Well, I am.
I know that, you know, obviously they've got the FA Cup next week, so he's probably looking at that.
Seems to be a strong team there.
It's not as strong as so, is it? Same as, you know, same as Wednesday. Well, just don't get me wrong, it's Chelsea. It's still going to be a strong team.
He's going to start our FA Cup final, all right. Frank Sinclair. Scotty Minto.
Eddie Newton. Goal scorer extraordinaire.
Michael Dubry.
Michael Dubs.
What's his name? The Dutch keeper. Eddie Howie. Eddie Howie would be there. Or Dimitri Cardi.
He looked like the alien from Men in Black, didn't he?
Yeah. Didn't he? Bless him. Now that we know Dimitri Karin is not dead, he's probably going to be on the bench.
He'll be on the bench on spring next, no doubt about it.
Tor-Andre Flo.
Oh, he'll be banging.
He might be too good, though.
He could be.
Get Tor-Andre Flo out.
Get Gavin Peacock up there. Peacock. John Spencer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Spencer.
He'll come up here, son. You've got to chuck Bobby Matthews in, haven't you?
No, he's too good, he'll score a goal too early.
We've got the FA Cup, we've got to have him there, you know what I mean?
Get him on. Put him on the 89th minute. Can't do no damage in.
No.
He's only good in the first 10 seconds.
Yes,
so that's Newcastle all finished, 10th, Chelsea 5th.
Huge, huge season.
So let's crack on to the last game. At the Dell.
The Dell.
Southampton, Man City.
Ooh.
Southampton needed points to stay up.
Yes, well...
They did not get their points.
They didn't get their points.
Man City 1-0.
Man City won it, did they?
In the 90th minute, Jesus came.
Jesus came in the 90th
minute. And scored in the 90th minute to guarantee Man City 100 points.
100 points. Now that's...
100 points.
As we said about this manager of the year... It's hard to say Pep, but then I'm a person who likes records, who likes statistics. That's why one reason I'll always defend America's own Wayne Rooney, you know, about his statistics as his goal scoring record, you know, greatest Man United goal scorer, greatest England goal scorer. I'll always defend him. So I can't just chuck that belief out the window when it comes to Pep just because I'm not a huge fan of his. and because of the way, you know, basically they've just chucked money at this league like a lot of clubs have, and he's bought the success. Yes, you know, he's had to turn him into the team, but to get 100 points in the Premier League in a 38 game season is a huge.
I do all the time with FIFA.
Don't
do all the time,
son. Like, I'm telling you now, you should have manager year each and every season now. And I hope you do. I hope you do. Otherwise,
fucking flying high, Barra.
Otherwise, I'll be speaking
to you. What, in a fucking hell of a game the other day in Champions League against Juve? I was winning 2-0. They came back 2-2.
Oh!
85th minute. 3-2, Juve went up. I'm like, you bastards! Equalise straight off. 3-3.
Whoa.
93rd minute.
No.
Fucking winner. Patrick Bamford. 4-3. Oh, come on!
You're on your feet, son.
Oh, but what a game.
Love it. Love it.
You know, funny enough, the day before, I was like, oh, I might sell FIFA because I don't play that much. I've fucking stopped playing it now.
Stop, no.
Oh, I've got the energy back. I've got the feeling back. I'm like, fucking hell. So yeah, Southampton, I'm not going to say where they finish because the next game...
We should find out if there is a...
The next game, Swansea City, Stoke.
Well, before we get on to it, Al, we got a special guest. Right, in the green room there.
No, we're doing it now.
So do you want to make him wait, do you?
Yeah, fucking wait. Who is it?
It's the time, ladies and gentlemen, for a special guest. Our old friend, he's back again to close out the season with us. It's Mr. Jürgen Klinsmann.
Yeah, everyone, Jürgen's back. Guess who's back? Jürgen's back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back? Guess who's back?
How are you?
I created a current monster. Nobody wants to see Jürgen no more. They want Slim Shady.
Do you want longer to think about that line?
Yes, Jürgen doesn't know the hoppity hoppity rap music that much. I was reading it off a piece of paper. I'm ashamed, yes.
Oh, don't be ashamed.
Thank you for embarrassing Jürgen in front of millions and millions of listeners, actually.
Oh, well, it's the last game of the season. They'll forget by the new season starting, Jürgen. Well, so, how are you? What have you been up to?
Well, Jürgen's been very busy, very busy. Sorry, I could not come to the show for many a weeks now.
That's okay.
It's been, well, say many a weeks, many a month, yeah. I would say.
I think it has been, yes.
Well, yeah, right. Jürgen's been very busy, you know, applying for jobs, not getting the jobs. No. I got a nice little job in Tottenham at the moment.
Nice.
In the local spa.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. The news agents or the health club?
The newsagents.
Nice.
I sell magazines, you know, sausage breakfast. I brought a lovely little section of breakfast sausages, brought them in. Nice. They sell like hotcakes. Yes.
How are the hotcakes selling?
Not so well.
No. To be expected, Alan, this weather.
Yeah, but it is, you know.
Jürgen, to be expected, Jürgen, in this weather.
What are you laughing for?
Nothing. Nothing. So, double busy then, Mr.
Double busy, double but busy. Hopefully, you know, I'm gonna keep this to yourself, you know.
Yeah.
Now, only Billy and Bill, the Bullshit Brothers, know about this, okay?
Yeah.
They haven't gone yet.
No.
With the news, but you're gone.
Yeah.
Keep it to yourself now.
Well.
I'm looking around. Anybody listening?
Yeah.
Next Arsenal manager.
No.
Yes, sure. I tell no lies. I will be replacing Arsene Wenger.
My goodness me, breaking news. A bombshell you've dropped there.
Are you going to officially let the boys know, the Bullshit Brothers know, that the news is out?
Oh, there we go.
And it's not the rumour, it's so true.
There will be a meltdown on Arsenal Fan TV.
I will be the new Arsenal manager next season.
Absolute meltdown.
Jürgen Klinsmann has arrived at Highbury. Oh no, he got to the wrong stadium.
Well, huge news. What's the plans for that then?
Yeah. Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring in Harry Kane.
Yes, yes.
Dele Alli.
Nice. Good signings.
Ian Walker.
Yes.
You know, not for playing, just to buy his hair. You know, Banya needs a good wash and cut there. You can clearly see. And Ian, you know, since he retired from football, was he ever a footballer? He's a hairdresser now, or Ian Walker.
Yeah,
he's got a couple of salons on the go.
Yes.
So he's got, I'm going to bring him in to do the boy's hair.
Oh, fantastic.
Mick Aaron Ramsey's just feeling a little bit special.
Yes, you need to.
I'm going to sell Jack Wilshere, sell him on.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to put 10 million. more.
No.
Nobody wants him.
No, you're right.
I said to her, like Rafa Benitez said, he said, I can't do his voice, but he said, Jurgen, I want Jack Wilshere. I said, 10 million, that's it.
That's
10 million. I said, go in now, 10 million.
Take him.
Yes.
Don't need him.
Oh, my good hem.
Oh, no.
And dropped my BlackBerry on the floor.
Careful, you're going to lose all your contacts. So, before you go, what about the plans for the summer? Are you going to be involved in the World Cup at all?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
I'm German TV.
Yes.
I'll be with Jan Agafjota.
Nice.
German Sky. We'll be doing...
Has he still got that plane?
Yes. He's gone off John Denver. Oh, my tears. No, but all seriously, yes, I'll be doing punditry work in German television, maybe on the BBC too. Hush, hush.
Oh, right.
But, yes, I'll be busy, you know, scouting players for my next job, Arsenal, of course. Can't tell no one.
No, don't tell no one. Don't tell no one at all.
Well, hopefully it'll be a great success, like our friend Roy.
Yes.
He was on the show, and then he's gone back to Crystal Palace.
That's right, yes.
Look at them.
Well, I hope...
Flying high like an owl.
You're quite right. I hope, like him, you still have time for us occasionally here next season.
Always have time for my sexy boy.
Thank you very much. Jürgen Klinsmann, congratulations on your new job, and we'll see you again soon.
Guten Tag, my friend. Guten Tag.
Jürgen.
Oh, no, bring him out.
There we are, ladies and gentlemen. That was Jürgen Klinsmann. What a great to hear from him again. And huge news there.
Huge news.
He's going to be the next Arsenal manager.
Shh.
Sorry, I said that a bit loud, didn't I? You said that a bit loud. There we are. Fantastic to hear from him again. And now let's see if Swansea can have a 10-goal turnaround to catch Southampton.
Well, Swansea versus Stoke City. Stoke, we already knew, were relegated.
Gone. Paul Lambert, the Highlander, took them down.
So, the 14th minute, Premier League winning player Andy King scores for Swansea.
Oh, 1-0 up, early goal. Could they get another few?
I don't want to be Andy King, to be honest, because it's a couple of seasons he won the Premier League. And then 33rd minute, this player I've never heard of, Badou Nahidi.
Sounds right.
Equalised. 31 minutes. So that's second one. Half. One. Oh, no, sorry, still first half.
Still first half? What's happened?
42nd minute.
Ooh.
41st minute, sorry. Only Peter Crouch, 2-1 to Stoke.
2-1 to Stoke.
Shaqiri missed the penalty in the second half.
Shaqiri is
officially, with that result and Stoke Southampton losing, the 18th place and last remaining relegation spot goes to Swansea City. I was right, you were wrong. Swansea down. Fuck off.
You seem very happy about this, Sal.
Oh no, indeed. I'm devastated. So all you plastic fans can fuck off back to support Man City next season. Or Man United. They probably go back to Man United. Most of them Man United supporters, isn't
it? Most of them were before, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
so... Welcome to the Championship.
To the Championship and half full stadiums once again.
Half full stadium.
Next season.
You'll have one season in the Championship because you'll be in League One, right?
League One, you're quite good.
Because you haven't got a fucking team for the Championship.
And they are. That the chairman and the board are going to fucking
bleed them dry.
And do a runner with as much money as they can. And Swansea will be left fucked.
You haven't got no fucking star players to sell.
No.
The only one is Mawson, Alfie Mawson.
Mawson!
You'll probably get 6 million.
He'll be lucky if he gets to a bottom half Premier League side again. Yeah. I would have thought.
Or newly promoted club.
Yeah. There's not
Cardiff.
It wouldn't surprise me. There's not going to be a tops, with the exception of maybe someone like Everton. Because they've got an age in defence.
Yeah.
They might take a chance on someone like him.
Take a chance. Well, they got Sigurdsson and Williams.
Yeah.
So might as well raid fucking the rest of the Swansea
team. Might as well, indeed. But other than that, you'd say There's no one there. AU Brothers, maybe, but they're not going for in quality.
Same ships.
They're just...
they've got a terrible team. Fabianski will probably go.
I think he's out of contract anyway.
You're a lucky bastard.
So he's sorted. Without a doubt, their best player of the last 2 years.
Yeah.
It's
sad, sad news for Swansea supporters. Because they aren't going to be coming back anytime soon.
No, it does. I can't see
we it. We both know how hard the championship is.
Oh,
it's a bitch. How long have you been in it for, sir?
54 years, if it's been in it.
54 years since George Burnley left.
54 years I've been watching this fucking shite, sir.
Hopefully Barrow will be bounced back up. It but is. We have lost 1-0 to Aston Villa in the playoffs.
So
hopefully we'll get that turnaround, sir.
A lot of people say it nowadays. Me and you have been saying it for 15 years. You know, maybe 20 years, the championship is the most competitive league in the world.
Jesus, it's a long season.
It is literally...
46 games?
46 games.
46 long games. Get up to that league.
And you look at the times, the people have come up from League One and been in the playoffs or got promoted straight away in their first season.
Yeah.
It is literally, at the start of the season, any one of those 24 teams could go up.
Could anybody?
Look at
Wolves last season. Exactly. Almost relegated this season.
It is the most competitive league in the world. But then when you're in it, like Ipswich have been for 54 years, it is the worst league to be in
as well. It's quicksand, isn't it?
It is fucking, you know what I mean? It's.
And again, you could be like Sunderland, you got it relegated.
Straight down,
like Blackburn did.
Yep. Again.
Which ones you probably do? Because good news, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Coleman is favourite for the job.
Absolutely.
Because Calvajala is gone and he's leaving. Surprisingly, they didn't offer him an extension.
No, very surprisingly, Al.
So that officially makes Southampton and Mark Hughes
safe.
Again, Mark Hughes has never been relegated. His previous club he managed to start the season had been relegated, but he wasn't managing then.
That was nothing to do with him, Al. Nothing to do with him.
So Mark bloody Hughes.
Mark Hughes, see the day now, no.
Drew by his up, I told you, that's right. So that is a good bye.
Goodbye
to West Bromwich Albion.
Yes.
Stoke City, who I'll probably see bounce right back.
I think they got some good. Obviously, they'll lose players like Shaqiri.
They need to get rid of Lampard first.
But, but that, you know, the Colts family who own it, they love the club. They're willing to invest in the team. They'll get some quality players in, and they'll really challenge, I think.
Maybe West Brom as well, maybe.
It depends who they get in, isn't it? And how much they're willing to spend as well.
Exactly. But Swansea won't be coming back anytime. So
you look at that team, and you can't see many star players at West Brom. So are they going to leave? Are many of them going to leave? I know that, what's his name, Rondon, has been linked with Cardiff.
Salman Rondon has been linked, what's his name, Rodriguez.
Rodriguez, who is a good player. Rodriguez
has been linked, a return back to Burnley.
Good player, if he can stay fit. Ever since that injury, he's never been the same as he a couple of years ago. And obviously...
He's like an old car, once something goes, everything else goes.
And the other player you might say is probably... Dawson, the centre back.
Yeah,
he's probably on that sort of level.
I read something the other day. He's linked somewhat as a replacement.
He's probably on that level with sort of Mawson of Swansea.
Yeah,
could go to a bottom half Premier League side. You know, decent Premier League side.
Stoke, man. Look at the players at Stoke.
Oh yeah,
Jack Butland. He's not going to be playing in the championship, is he?
Well, the Highlander Lambert says he's just one of his hands is worth $35 million.
Yeah. Back off. Yeah, he's the number one goalkeeper for a club who got relegated. And so you got Burim Diouf, Burim.
He's useless.
Peter Crouch.
Not even championship quality.
He's 37, he's probably. If I was Crouch, I'd fucking stay at Stoke.
I think he will for another season.
Because that man can fucking score in the Premier League. Fucking, Shaqiri, he'd probably be
Shaqiri.
Back. Babadou Nadia, probably stay. Lars Sorensen. Joe Allen.
I saw him. He was linked with someone, wasn't he? Might have been West Ham, something like that.
Joe Allen, Eric Peters, Kurt Zouma, Ryan Shawcross. He'd been linked with Burrow a lot. If Burrow go out, I reckon he'll go to Burrow.
Mm.
Jack Butland again. He'll be off. Who else we got? Stephen Ireland, Glenn Johnson, Charlie Adams, Jeff Cameron, Darren Fletcher, Jacob Hongard, and Therese Campbell.
They got, like I said, they've got players there who other Premier League teams will fancy to help them out and build their squad.
The Swans team, is it? Fabianski, he'll be gone.
He'll be gone.
Angel Rangel, he's leaving anyway.
Yeah, he's going.
Horn.
Van der Horn, he'll stay.
Alfie Mawson, Martin Olsen.
Martin Olsen may go elsewhere, but...
Nathan Dyer. No. Nathan Dyer and Andy King. A couple of seasons ago, Premier League winners.
Yeah, that's right. Nathan Dyer do a good job in Championship.
Tim Carroll, is it? Oh, he's in Tottenham. He's Tottenham.
No, they bought him.
Oh, did he?
Yeah,
he's... Wayne Routledge.
He's
Jordan and Andre Ayew. Leon Britton retiring.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't give a fuck about that.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me if he became the manager. If they want to take a chance.
Oh, they're fucking idiots if he became the manager.
If they
want
to take a chance, I mean, they give him the caretaker for a couple of games when they sacked...
They're just asking for fucking liquidation.
Oh, yes.
Tammy Abraham will be fucking back off to Chelsea. Nilda.
Yeah.
Don't know, Sam Kluskas. Kyle Norton Jr. and Fernandez. And of course, let's not forget Renato Sanchez.
Of course.
He'll be leaving to go back to his...
Bayern Munich, mother club.
Bayern Munich.
And there's talk of him going back to, as Carvajal said, there's talk of him going back to Benfica, and he said it'd be a bit of best thing for him around his friends and family.
Fucking should.
To start again. He went to a big club too soon. Start again. He's still got potential then.
So, what him going to Swansea? That's not a big club.
No.
You can't fucking play in the Premier League. You can't play in fucking Germany.
No. But who knows, maybe...
So that's enough about Swansea, because we don't have to talk about them anymore.
They're Championship, son, they're not Premier League.
There you go, fuck off, and that means me and you, son, we'll get to watch Ipswich next season,
absolutely,
live.
Absolutely.
Bye!
Now before we move on, Al...
Oh, we only got 2 games left.
I know, but we're going to do an expert against the player.
Oh yeah, of course,
We haven't done it, have we? So come on, Al, any more questions? What have we found out? Born November 63, he was born. English. Non-alcoholic from Arsenal, his major club, you would say.
Was he capped for England?
He was capped for England 33 times.
Was he captain of England?
I do not know that. I don't believe so.
What position he played?
He was a striker.
Striker. All right then. Okay. Not alcoholic.
Not alcoholic.
Played 37 times for England.
33. 3 times for England B. And 33 times
for... Take a guess.
Ian Wright it is. Well done. Alex, you've got guess the player this week.
He left Arsenal. You retired. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you retired.
Left Arsenal, went to West Ham.
West Ham, yeah.
Went to Notts Forest. Short spell. Up at Celtic for a short spell.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
And then to Burnley for a short spell before retiring.
Yeah.
So, of course, starting at the non-league and then went going to Palace, of course.
Just the Palace,
where he made his name to get his move to Arsenal, of course. So there we go.
I get it right this week.
Ian Wright, right. There we go. Well done.
Bye! Okay. Tottenham Hotspur.
Ooh.
Versus Leicester City. What a game this is.
What a game.
Oh.
Goals.
5-4 to Tottenham.
5?
Let me run it down. 4th minute, Jamie Vardy scores. 7th minute, Harry Kane equalises. 16th minute, Rayo Mahrez.
Ooh.
Maybe his last game for Leicester.
May well be.
What's that? So that's 2-1.
2-1.
Iheanacho, 3-1.
Iheanacho.
47th minute. 49th minute, Eric Lallana. 2-3. 53 minutes.
Go on.
Fuck. Own goal.
Oh, fuck.
3-3. Oh. 60th minute. Go on. Eric Lallana. 4-3.
Oh, what Tottenham. A game here.
Go in the lead for the first time. 73rd minute. Jamie Vardy. 4-4.
We're having a party.
76 minutes, Harry Kane scores the winner. Boom. Last game for Tottenham in Wembley.
Of course, yes, absolutely.
And Tottenham finish third with 77 points. And
Will they play Leicester? Finished 9th with 47
points. 9th with 47.
Good season for Leicester.
Great season for Leicester.
Good season for Claude Puel.
Again, we talked about this last week. So much talk about it is 90% certain he's not going to be there next season.
Yeah, I know.
Now, any Premier League side who is that, bottom half, so you look at his record, doesn't play great, attractive football.
Well,
but look at his finishes at Southampton and Leicester.
I don't know if you noticed, Sam, I don't know if you heard the news today, Sam, but a Leicester...
I heard the news today, oh boy.
Oh, he's singing it today. Like a Leicester legend has left his club. Roberto Mancini.
No.
As part of the company of Zenit St. Petersburg.
Oh.
Mancini to Leicester next season. Ooh. Boom.
You reckon? I heard he's Italy.
He's a Leicester legend.
He is indeed. He had at least four games, didn't he?
Yeah.
At least one of them was a sub. But I've heard he's Italy. I've heard he's going
to... Oh, yeah, he's Italian, son. Yeah.
No, I've heard he's going to have the Italian job.
Yeah, I've heard that, son. But Leicester.
Leicester,
they're going to tempt him.
Odds on.
They go, hey, Bobby.
Bobby.
Bobby Mancini. Come on, son.
Come on, son.
We got loads of cheese. We got crisps. Lineker sorting us out there.
We've got a contact on the crisps.
Oh.
Don't worry about that.
They're not sponsored by Walkers anymore, are they?
And they know Shanghai something.
Yeah, like Shanghai Surprise. I've had one of them. Yeah. Don't want to talk about it.
But quick, ladies and gentlemen, because we've got a special guest, of course, fresh from the Tottenham game. Oh. It's Harry Kane on the line. Right, there's everyone else. Very special guest now. He's just finished playing live on the line here. It is the one and only Mr. Harry Kane.
Yes, it's I, Harry Kane.
Hello, Harry.
All right, fellas.
Just finished playing. How are you doing?
Well, I'm awfully sweaty. I can tell you that now.
I'm not surprised. Got yourself on a score sheet 5 times, though, Harry.
First time? Yes, of course. So do you mean 9?
No. 9, that's right.
It's all goals by Harry Kane.
Harry Kane.
Ha ha ha.
Fantastic. What a season you've had, Harry. Goals, goals, goals again, but missed out on the golden boot. Disappointed with that.
Who's on the golden boot?
I believe it was some Egyptian fella. No? No, what was it?
Harry Kane has scored all the goals.
It was you. You have won it then.
I've got the golden boot. I'm winning them now.
Okay, okay. Fair enough.
Bloody hell. I'm not happy about this, boys.
One thing I want to ask you, Harry.
Yeah?
Is there was stories coming out.
Is it the fact... Why does my voice keep changing?
No, that's understandable. That's just the line we're on. But there was a little story about a rival manager who's leaving, Arsene Wenger.
Yeah.
He'd come out and said, Tottenham need to sell you to finance their new stadium. What do you say to that?
Well, he's absolutely right.
Yes, he is.
How the hell are we going to afford the stadium and me at the same time? They should...
Ooh.
I do apologise. That's okay. Very early. How are they going to... I'm sorry, but I've lost my train of thought there.
Yeah.
They'll be drunk after the champers, you know?
I'm not surprised after winning all that golden ball.
Well, and the fact my voice keeps changing.
Man of the match.
Yes, what was the question?
So the Tottenham need to sell you to find a new stadium. Mr. Harry Kane.
Oh, of course they do. How the hell are they going to buy the new stadium and have me at the same time? They shall cut their losses and sell me to Real Madrid.
Quite right, you're quite right. And I think one more question. I don't want to keep you too long, Harry.
That's very awfully kind of you, Harry.
World Cup coming up, what's going to happen?
I'm going to win the golden boot.
Yes, there we go.
Because I am Harry Kane, striker shooter.
Thank you very much, Mr. Harry Kane. We'll speak again soon, but tatty bye now.
Tatty bye to you.
Well, there we go. Golden boot winner, Harry Kane.
Winner.
Fantastic. The way
he needs to see a doctor about his voice. Keeps fucking...
Well, he's shattered. He's clearly shattered. He's just played in one of the, entertaining games of the season there, isn't he?
And ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Last game of the English Premier League season.
for 2017-2018.
Oh, I'm sad, Al. I don't want you to see it.
West Ham United versus Everton.
Oh.
Might be the last game for both managers.
Could well be, yes.
West Ham 3, Everton 1.
3-1 to West Ham, was
at
it?
The Bobby Moore Stadium.
Of course.
Lanzini with the first goal, 30th minute. And then Iheanacho.
Iheanacho.
Second goal in the 63rd minute. And then Bio Nasi.
Oh, smelly bastard.
Got one back in the 74 for Tottenham. And then Lanzini. For Everton. And then Lanzini in the 82nd minute. 3-1 to West Ham.
3-1 to West Ham.
Now, David Moyes come up this week saying that he's too good for West Ham and he should be at a top six club.
Top six club.
That man's taken too many Iron Brew tablets because he's talking out of his ass.
Has he ever managed a top six club?
I don't know. Has he managed the top club in England the season after they won the Premier League?
I can't think of
I don't know.
No, he would have.
You would remember such a thing.
Yeah, and he would have surely as well.
Yeah.
He would have remembered that he's already fucked that up.
So there we go. So should might be last game for Allardyce, might be last game for Moyes, might be last game for Wayne Rooney in the Premier League.
Of course.
He's off to Washington, D.C., where they got the highest rate of homeless people in America.
Have they really?
That's a fact, Alison.
Wow.
The capital city of America has the most homeless people. It's also the city where the government is.
Oh, well, it's nice to finish on a humorous note, isn't it?
We haven't finished yet.
No, we haven't finished yet.
So Wayne's off to the homeless people. He's going to find himself a homeless granny next season in DC.
Keep him company because Colleen won't go out there. Not with her skin.
Sam Allardyce will be there at Everton next season. We don't know. Marco Silva's been linked.
Well, he was their favourite before Sam, wasn't he? But obviously Watford didn't want to let him go. And threatened to let him go. Blah, blah, blah.
So, go for it. Because he did a terrific job at Watford.
I think they will. I think it's harsh on Big Sam. Because... Fuck him.
You should have taken a fucking bump. Bung. England manager. He could have still be England manager, no? He could have fucking be favourites for going into the World Cup. That fucking useless prick. But you're not favourites. You're not even favourites. Get out of your fucking group.
Quite
right, Al. Because of Sam Allardyce.
Quite right, Al. Now, before we get on to our last guest, Alan.
So, Alan, sir.
Go on.
That concludes the Premier League season. Let's go to the...
Graham Kelly. That concludes the Premier League fixtures for the 2017-18 season. See you again next year.
In 20th, West Bromwich Albion. 19th, Stoke City. 18th, Swansea City. All relegated.
Oh.
Ha ha ha. 17th, Southampton. 16th, Huddersfield Town.
Oh.
15th, joint 15th, Brighton and North Albion. 14th, Watford. 13th, West Ham. 12th, Ipswich Bournemouth.
Oh.
11th, Crystal Palace. In the top 10, Newcastle United.
Hey.
9, Leicester City. Non-mover at 8, with Everton. Burnley 7th, Arsenal 6th. Top 5, with Chelsea. And top 4, Liverpool. 3, Tottenham Hotspur.
Oh.
Second place, Manchester United.
Oh.
And taking the top number 1 spot of this week's chart, Manchester City.
Oh, there we go.
Now then.
There is your Premier League table for the end of the season, ladies and gentlemen.
And what a season it's been, son. What, it looks like you've got a joint in your hand there, son.
You rolled
a big fatty there.
Rolling it, son. Puff, pass. I've got a quick question for the missus here, Al.
Yeah.
Who says, text me, ask Alex if he's got a spare cage peel mask to give me. I'm sure he probably looks after his face.
What?
A spare
cage peel mask. I know what it is, a peel mask. Give me. Well, you tell your beautiful wife that I don't wear masks. I use Nivea for men.
Secret Liverpool fan. Secret Liverpool fan, that's what that is.
Oh, I fucking wearing that. I've been wearing that for fucking years, son. That's why my skin's so beautiful.
It is.
Hey. I wasn't going to tell you this, I was going to surprise you. But the old beard's going to come off as well, so I'm going to even look younger.
You are.
So tell your beautiful wife, son, I don't wear masks. I use Nivea for men.
Nivea for men. Nivea.
I don't think it is Nivea for men, it's just Nivea.
Nivea for women.
Face cream. Hey, if it fucking keeps the wrinkles off my mum's face, it's going to work for me, innit?
Keeps the wrinkles off your mum's ass, it's going to work on my face.
Yeah. And she's got a wrinkly ass.
Well, maybe it's not working, then. She's a cheese cream, son.
Nice to know that your wife thinks I'm so manly.
But anyway, we've got one more guest, ladies and gentlemen.
Fucking hell, how many guests we got this week?
We're in season extravaganza, right?
Hurry up, I need to piss.
Please welcome to the show, Michael Flatley!
Hello, now, mate!
Hello, Michael, how are you doing?
Ah, cheers, though, mate. I've not been here for a while now.
We haven't seen you for a long time.
I tell you what, now, me and Jürgen will be busy now, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah, he said, I heard him earlier, he said, he did not mention me at all.
He didn't?
But no, we've been busy ourselves now, you know. We're doing up the O'Driscoll's bites, you know.
Doing it up, you?
Doing up now.
Refurb?
Yeah, so that's the word I was trying to think by.
A refurb. No. Nice. You still going to do food?
We didn't do food in the first place, mate.
You didn't? What did you eat then?
It was a pie, mate.
It was a pie. Someone brought it in.
We don't do we don't have a chef or anything like that, mate.
No.
We'll have a pie, pasties and all that. Yeah. Sausage rolls, I'll be able to get a couple of nuts now.
Yeah.
Because suck a lot of Nobby's nuts now, mate, you know. Some Tannos, you know, mate. Tannos crisps, you know.
So you've been double busy as well, then?
I've been double busy, mate, you know, in that sense. Back and forth to Los Angeles, where I live now, mate. Las Vegas. Been over there, Siobhan now, you know, she got herself in a little bit of trouble over there now.
Oh, what's she done?
Silly cow, she's only gone to the casino now, boys.
No.
Counting the cards now.
But
she's not doing it subtly now, you know, boys. You know, she'd say it out loud. No. 1, 4, 3. I'm like, Jesus Christ, come on. I can't have in your head now.
Terrible, oh my God.
Now she's got a little bit of... So I had to bribe the police officers now.
Yeah.
Because I am Michael Flatley, and I'm fucking lauded, boys.
You are lauded indeed. Are you still keeping up with the dancing last time? You doing a bit of dancing, right?
Dancing, boys. I dance every day of the life. You know, boys.
You still are.
I tell you what, boys. I've been training as well.
Training for what?
Not for myself now, boys. No. I'm training somebody else. Fitness.
Oh.
It's only Colin McGregor for his next fight.
No.
He said, Michael Flatley. I can't do his voice, obviously.
No.
Michael Flatley, I want to get fitter. You know, could you teach me how to dance?
Yes.
I said, of course I can teach you how to dance, boys. You know, I'll get you fit now. You watch his next fight now, he'll be twinkling little toes around the ring.
Yeah, footwork.
Or the octagon, whatever it's called.
Yes, footwork and fancy free, is it? Oh, well, there we go. Absolutely fantastic. So
you know this. Oh, have to look at that now.
So you're not stopping then? You haven't stopped?
No, I don't want to be stopping, boys. You know, Well, next Sunday, I'll probably have a little day off now. Well,
yes.
It'll be next Sunday, boys, of course, because the royal wedding on the Saturday now.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
And then the tourists are going to be very busy that day now, very busy.
And they love
the royal IRA friends.
They love the royal wedding.
Shouting at the screens, you know. A chalking across now.
Absolutely.
But yes, next Sunday, I'll have a little day to myself now.
Yes.
I will be planning a little holiday myself now.
Nice.
I think I might go to the market. There's a little convention there, you know.
Little
swinging convention, you know.
There's
one thing I like Michael Flatley likes to do.
Yeah.
Is look at swings.
Yes, who doesn't?
I like a good swing. You know, I got a couple of good swings now in the back garden now.
Yeah.
I got the old-fashioned 1980s plastic swings. You know, and even... I dig up. I'm not going to lie, boys. I'm not ashamed of this now. I actually digged up a swing from a park once.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
Because Michael gets, boys. You know.
Fair enough. That's absolutely
it's
fair
It's an old school swing, boys, you know.
Yeah.
I got a nice little wooden one. So I'm hoping I'll pop along to my gate. To the swing convention.
It could be your gate if you want to take it. Michael gets such a thing. It could be my gate if you want it to be your gate, you know. But there we are.
That's an all different collection there, kids and all.
Well, as we ask, you know, we might as well ask you. It's our last show. We're not going to see you till next season. Michael, what are you up to over the summer?
I just said to you.
Apart from your holiday, the market, my gate. That's it.
Well, it'll be busy at the Driscoll bars and all.
Yeah,
and
just doing that.
Training Connor to get fit again, you know. Yeah.
Nothing else.
Fedos, no. I also trained Tyson Fury the other day.
Did you really?
And you can see how well I do that now. That boy's dropped a lot of weight now. He has.
That's right. That's good.
He's dropped like a whole human being.
Yes.
And he's still a fat fucker.
Yes.
But I'll be doing my new training now, you know, boys. And I might bring going back on the road now.
Oh.
Aye, you know.
Exclusive business, is it?
Not dancing, just driving around like just my old gypsy self, you know.
Yes. Why not?
You never know, boys. You know, I might even release a new perfume. Yeah. I don't know. Every day is different for Michael Flatley, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But you cannot believe, boys.
What's that,
though? You cannot believe now, alright? How much money I've got.
No,
I am fucking rich.
You are
rich. Are you fucking rich, boys?
And you work hard. You deserve every penny, Michael, but.
Had! You should see the bunions on my fucking feet, boys.
Is it, yeah?
It looks like I got extra toss.
Yes, I can imagine. I can imagine. Well, it's been great to see you again, Mr. Michael Flatley. We'll,
Next time, boys, let's hope it won't be too long for our path, though.
No.
You've gone a little bit too serious on this podcast, boys.
Yes,
you
yes.
lost yourself a little humour.
Yes, yes, you're quite right.
And a lot of people have been coming up to me in the street and said, Michael, why aren't they funny anymore? Why don't they have you or Jürgen or yeah. Roy on the show?
Yeah.
And I say to them, I don't fucking know.
You don't know. Well, it's been
they're
great.
A bunch of fucking prima donnas.
It's been great seeing you, Michael Flatley. We'll catch you again next season.
Aye.
Take care of yourself, sir.
Turn away. That's you for now.
There we are. That was our old friend, Michael Flatley, there.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him.
That was our old friend. Michael Flatley, you just heard him.
I wouldn't pay attention.
Play along, son. Play along, will you? For fuck's sake.
I wouldn't pay attention, son. I forgot what he was just on.
But that's for another season. Well done.
Another season of terrific podcasting by us.
Knocked out the park, son.
I know. You don't have to applaud us. We know we could. When will we be back, son? It's a late kick off of our next season because of the World Cup. Always a late kick off. After the World Cup, sir?
We'll come back Community Shield weekend, then. Got a chance to discuss the transfers and news, then.
Good point, son. When's that, then?
You know what I mean?
Hang on, son. So it'll be August, obviously.
It's got to be...
I reckon...
10th I'm going to go for.
No, it's a Friday.
Ah, it's going to be the 12th, then.
11th and the 12th.
Will be
kick off of the new season.
The week before that,
it'll be the 5th. Your birthday, son.
It is. Is that on a Sunday? Is it?
It's a Sunday.
I know. I got a fucking Monday. Birthday. Not doing my birthday.
I got a Monday birthday. Fucking
shit.
Nothing.
Shit.
Nothing's gonna happen. Fuck it. Yeah. I dropped that yesterday. What I wanted, I ain't gonna have it.
You don't get the use, son. You know straight away.
It's not even what. If I asked for sex, I only wanted a fucking frame smoking a bandit poster.
That's it all.
That's all, son.
Fucking bastards.
I ain't paying that much for a fucking poster, you think I am?
No. But we'll
fucking
be back.
Bitch, that's where I think you are.
We'll be back in August, ladies and gentlemen.
Back in August. We'll be 1 year older as well. Younger.
1 year older.
We'll be 35 when the podcast starts back up, son.
I know. Unbelievable, isn't it?
Well, no, that's a lie. We won't be back in August, ladies and gentlemen, because we'll be back for a World Cup special.
Of course, a World Cup special.
We'll be back for a one-off World Cup special.
Oh.
Well, we'll do it for the final. Probably. That's a Sunday.
Yeah, it's a Sunday.
We will. We'll have to find out. I lost my Panini sticker album, which I had. I know.
Go on. You've got fixtures in there.
Is it there?
Is it there?
Oh, I don't know.
Go on.
Oh, there it is.
There it is. You found it.
There it is. So, where is it?
Click to the pages. Get your fixtures. Get your wall shot.
Here we go. Look at that. You are gay one.
You
were gay, won it twice.
You were gay, won it twice. There
20
we go.
Years apart. There we go. So, final is on the 15th of July.
Oh, there we are.
In Moscow. So, it'll probably be about an 8 o'clock kickoff for us.
Yeah. Because
they were like 4 hours ahead, didn't
they? Might be six o'clock kickoff, say. They like to... It's got to be for the world, isn't it? TV show.
Who knows?
So, we'll be back...
We'll be back then.
The 15th of July.
15th of July,
ladies. Let's double check if it's a Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, shall we?
It's got to be.
July the 15th. It is a Sunday.
There we go.
It is a Sunday.
So, in the meantime, have some good weeks.
And be lucky.